The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, April 30th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. The numbers to call if you wish to participate are 323-625-4316, 325-4259. If you're calling from the Family Island, the number is 242-350. If you decide to text me, which is powered by BTC, the number is 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Okay. We ain't talking no politics today. So if you wanted to talk about politics, you might as well just change the channel. But I could be entertaining. I could be entertaining all the same, so I might as well just keep the channel here one time, right? And listen to what I got to say, right? Today I'm going to be talking Bahamian surnames. I need your help for the Bahamian surname, so you've got to call and say what your Bahamian surname. I might have a narrative for that Bahamian surname. And then usually, Bahamians tend to have their own narrative of how their name came about, right? Who is who and how they come here, right? So you call and tell me. My family is from here. Or there were two brothers and a dog, and one went to Axuma, one went to Eleuthera. I need to hear that story. I want to record that story that when 5 years from now, 20 years from now, you can ask for the same recording and say, hold on, I remember when somebody mentioned this about my family line, and I just didn't know that narrative, and I want to recant that. Right, so this is the time and opportunity to say and participate because I do not know, and say that they come from particular islands, family islands, because most of the people claim that they originate from a particular family island, right? And it's not necessarily so. Some people migrate to a family island, and then that history starts there. So I'm going to try give some narratives of where certain family supposed of origin, right? And I'm going to also include some folktale into this, hopefully I get to. All depends on how the conversation goes. Some myth, some myths that is what I will call, say, indigenously Bahamian, right? So I'm hoping that I'm able to do that. I already get a text that said, what do I know about Duncombe, right? Not much. I know there are white Duncombes and black Duncombes, right? We know that's typical in the Bahamas. You have white families and black families, and we know the history of the Bahamas and how that happened, and the intermarrying and mixed-race families, whatever it is. But I cannot say which island the Duncombe's from. The Duncombes, I know there are several Duncombes who were parliamentarian in the early years. Right, so I would have said the Duncombe is a Nassau-based name, but you could call in and correct me of that narrative. I cannot say I know of any family island where I say this is where the Duncombes originate. But like I said, I know Duncombe was mostly a Nassau name. I'm getting a text that the Duncombe's from South Andres. Okay, the Duncombe's from South Andres. What about the Martins? Where are the Martins from? Let's see if I get a phone call here, so that hopefully they'll join in. I'm not sure where even the Martins come. Martin from. I don't know that many Martins, but I have come across the Martin family. But I don't know that how if there's a large amount of Martins living in the Bahamas. This person says Duncombe is a French name. Well, the Duncombe's been in the Bahamas for decades, right? If it is a French name, that could be in turn of the century, 1800s, 1700s, when they arrived in the Bahamas. Because they've been mentioned in our parliament for a while. So that's interesting, right? This text will say they are from Haiti. The white Duncombe's from Haiti too? So you're saying that the white Duncombe's Because, you know, that's who started the family, right? The white Duncombes came to the Bahamas and they brought slaves? Or are you saying that black Duncombes married the white Duncombes and made the white Duncombes white? I'm reading what the text is saying now. The text is saying that the Duncombes originate from Haiti. And that might be so, right? Because, you know, they had when the Haitian Revolution started, there was an exodus of a lot of white French Haitians or white French people who exited Haiti, and they brought some slaves. So I'm not challenging the texter and what they're suggesting. I'm just saying that there's a lot of white Duncombes in the Bahamas. And if they are from Haiti, it would more likely be during this Haitian Revolution when they escaped, when there was lack of a better word, murder. Right? They were just killing everybody who's pale face at one point in time. But let's go to the caller. Guy on Radio AM, we're talking about surnames today. Surnames that it's not common, but they Bahamian. Surnames that I'd let you know about. The other day I had Keno Wong here, and he told the story that his grandfather came to the Bahamas in the 1920s. I thought they would have came to the Bahamas in the late 1800s. The hacker crew that came from Cuba, a few people know that. We had a number of Asians, Chinese particularly, hacker Chinese, who came from Cuba. They migrated from Cuba to the Bahamas, and that was the late 1800s, early 1900s. And we heard that Keno Wong said, man, his grandfather came in the 1920s early, and that they've been here ever since. Let's go to caller. Guiding Radio AM, you're live.
Three.
I can hear you. Go ahead now.
Okay. I'm McNeil. What do you know about McNeil?
And I remember we talked about this before. I don't know much McNeil. You were the only McNeil.
What's his name? I know. Davis.
Go ahead.
The guy who
Christopher
does
Davis.
He does the history on the Bahamas and different stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, what's his name?
That's Christopher Davis.
Pardon me.
Yeah, Christopher Davis. Okay.
Yeah, because I'm proud of what he started to tell me. I was supposed to find out tomorrow. He wanted to see if you find anything else out.
And I need to write it down. But let's hear about what you know. How many, how many McNeils you think there are?
Now there's a lot.
It's a lot of you all?
At one point, like when I grew up as a child, people find it strange when they hear my last name. Because, you know, like he said, my great-grandfather, there were three brothers that came down from Scotland in the late 1800s and went into Andros. North Andros, to be exact.
So let me get the narrative. You're saying there were three white men who came into Andros, and the name were McNeil.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
And they went into North Andros, and you know, then they mixed with. So right now we have the McNeils have a relative line along the Bulleggs, the Pickstocks, the Weesh.
Yeah, those names I'm familiar with.
The Evans, all of them are part of the McNeil clan. They all mix up. And then there's some that eventually left Andros and went into Bimini.
But how many McNeils in numbers, that surname?
Now, that I don't know.
So it might be a small family. It might be a few of y'all. Less than 100.
I think the name isn't and the thing is, Car Wash is one of them, too.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a few now. But growing up as a child, it was only a handful.
I see a text that said the McNeils from Master.
Yes, that's where we're from.
But I just say I assume it's a small family because I'm not familiar.
It was, but like I say, as of late, I've been hearing the name here and there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when I hear the name, I always look around because I know it's a relative.
Okay, yeah. You all need to do a big family tree. So pinpoint how all you all related.
We need to.
Yeah.
I was supposed to find Davis for that, Christopher Davis. I spoke to him. I was supposed to go to Clifton to have him help me out with that.
But since it being a small name, it should be easy to find. You go to familysearch.org, you type in McNeil, and every McNeil that show up under the Bahamas, you start mapping out. That's an easy search. It's not like a lot of y'all like Moss. Moss, there's different Mosses all over the place. But McNeil's small enough to find the original McNeil. And create a narrative. That's something that you could do easily, I think.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. This text has asked, what about the Benabies and the Delaville? Okay, the Benabies, even though I've found a separate line of Benabies, I think of the Benabies itself as a constructed name. in terms of black people. There aren't any white mamas at all. They're all black, right? There's a story about two Benabee's brothers starting their family line. They claim, the family claim that they originated from Africa, that they came later than after emancipation. They came after emancipation, immigrated to in the southern part of the Bahamas and started the family line. But they claim that they came from Africa and not necessarily coming from like the slave trade per se, and that they created the name Benabee. It's not a name that they adopted from any Anglo grouping, right? So anyone from the Benabee family can call and give their own narrative on that in regards to the Benabee. Well, the Delavos have several narratives as to, I'm reading the text, that's why I get this name, several narratives of how they started. And they claim they came from the Caribbean, right? And that they immigrated to the Bahamas also. There is no origin story of when they came to the Bahamas, right? And that's always problematic. But again, there aren't any white Delavos here in the Bahamas neither. So that's Benabee and Delavos, whose narrative at this present time doesn't say that doesn't appear to be that they adopted the name from a Anglo ancestor and then adopted to be here. They seem to have come to the Bahamas late. And when I say late, post-slavery. And they brought their surname here and started a family line. Let's go to the call again. Guardian Real AM, we're talking about the Bahamas, we talk about myths, we're talking about surnames. We want to hear about your surname, right? And have a narrative on how your surname keeps, or you know about your name. Go ahead.
Good morning, His Excellency.
How you doing, man? Raise your mind.
I heard an idiot one time call the show and saying that the uncles are from Haiti, you know, but I don't know where they get the nonsense from. But in your research, did you do any research? I heard you mention Duncombs earlier this morning, but I didn't got the tail end of it.
I was saying that I come across white Duncombs, right? And the white Duncombs I know were in Parliament at one point in time, and they're very active, right?
Yeah,
so I'm assuming that the black Duncombs and the white Duncombs have some kind of connection. You know, of slavery, we have that narrative,
more than likely,
right?
I know the Kellys.
Yes, there's white Kellys and black Kellys.
They were Duncombs.
Ah.
The Kellys.
Mm-hmm.
They marry into the Kellys, actually, but they were Duncombs. They were two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when I did the research, we are from the UK, from England.
And let's pause there. When you say we, you saying the black people from the UK? Or are you saying the white people?
The name itself.
Oh, okay. Let's try and understand.
English.
Okay.
Aristocratic family, primarily associated with North Yorkshire, England.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The ancestral seat is Duncombe Park, a grand baroque, I think, county house located near the market town of Hemsley.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that when you hear the word Duncombe, if you really break it down, you're looking at Duncombe.
Mm.
That's more African to me.
Ah. Okay. There might be two separate Duncombe families and just coincidence that they spelled the same. Who knows?
Might be, but it don't have any. I think that's just someone was saying, you know, because of my stance on immigration, you know.
That too, we have a number of French-sounding surnames, which has been anglicized over the years, centuries, right? And because we don't have a narrative of that, this is like Pointier, right? Because we didn't have a narrative of who Pointier was. We automatically assume that sound French, more likely that came from Haiti. And when you research, we actually find that the Pointiers didn't come from Haiti, right?
Right.
And then you have
Pointier sounds more French, but that don't come close to being French.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it has no French. It has no French ties. No French ties.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good for us to know our ancestral roots. We did a poor job in the Bahamas, actually.
Yeah. But we need to research our own selves. We need to research our own self and continue.
Yeah, but I'll continue to listen.
Okay.
And tune in. Maybe someone can share some more light on
it.
But the Duncombe's basically South Andres.
South Andres, okay.
Yeah, we related to the McKinsey and Forbes. You know, we all have some tie in South Andres.
Forbes
you know?
Is definitely an Andres name. They have black Forbes in the Bahamas.
You know, but we have strong ties to the Bahamas.
Yes.
Strong ties.
Thank you very much, Clever. I appreciate it. This text, I guarantee you coming next to you, caller. This text says, what about the Newtons? Newtons from Andres, man. Newtons are from Andres. They have Woodside. I think Woodside also is from Andres. I think Woodside is also from Turks Island, too. Persons who are listening can call in and correct that, where the Woodside is from. So, good morning, CA. Also saw McNeil appears in Rumkey and Long Island. See, there's more McNeils than I thought. They seem to be all over the Bahamas, and they seem to be family island-oriented, not Nassau-centric. Let's go back to the phone lines. We're talking surnames, we're talking myths about the Bahamas, but we're just trying to get to know ourselves, and then we're saying the narrative, and hopefully people can call in and correct our narrative or add to our narrative of who we think we are. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri. How you doing?
Good morning, Sparky. How you doing?
Good topic. Now we can take this day to talk some Bahamianese.
Go ahead, man.
And some Frenchese. Okay, I'm coming from my side. My surname is Fountain. Mm-hmm. Fountain originally is Fountain. That is French. Mm-hmm. On my mother's side, her mother was Ida DePuch. She was the sister of Leon DePuch.
Quick question, Sparky.
They together started the Nassau Tribune.
Yeah, quick question, Sparky.
Hello?
The Fountains, they white or they black?
Now, as I know, the Fountains that I know, they were more like dark Kalki Joe, not the bright Kalki Joe.
I understand.
You got the darkest Kalki Joe. Now, you know, back in those days, people used to try and slick their hair down with all kind of grease and thing, and they didn't have no poem and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the Fountains, they were on top of West Street Hill,
mm-hmm.
with the Eldons and the Nashes and the Boss Fields.
All them are mulatto people.
By St. Andrews, St. Francis Church, mm-hmm. south of St. Francis Church, coming down West Street to the south side.
Mm-hmm.
My mother, Ida DePuch, they were on the corner of Camp Road and Shirley Street, where you see that big two-story green building on the corner there now.
Yes, and I want to ask you another question, Sparky.
My mother's home, she married a man named Sam Mintz. So,
Sparky.
Both the side of my family are French. Now, they said some of the French came directly from France, some came through New Orleans, New York, and some came from Haiti. I read as far back as my grandfather, who died when I was 4 years old on top of West Street Hill. I can remember him laying him out in the coffin downstairs, the north side of the building, and the funeral procession traveled north, down West Street, into Virginia Street, into the Western Cemetery. Okay? And then on my mother's side, she come from the French also. And she married a man named Mr. Kipling Pinder, who was a mechanic during the day and played saxophone at the Silversmith at night. He was from Taylor Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then he died when my only brother was only about 5, 6 years old. God bless the dead. And my brother died too. He died from lymphoma. Then she married my father, Eugene Harold Fountain.
Let me ask you a question this, Sparky. The DePuch, are the DePuch white French people or black French people?
If you look at Chadian and them, look at their hair. Their hair was kinky and everything, but they was like the dark brown like Kalki Joe.
Mm.
They was in black and they was in white. And they was like the Abaco and Spanish Wales Kalki Joe,
mm-hmm.
which is that bright, sharp, very white Kalki Joe, but they got the straight hair. What we call good hair, we call ours PG head. You know, that's how we grow up. If your head kinky and you can grow afro, you got PG head.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And even the black people back in the day, they used to call what they used to call conking the hair.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they used to put them, the entertainers, the play white. And then afro came in.
Okay.
When afro came in, then all the entertainers started wearing afro. And we started coming down the line, and then Bob Marley, them started coming in with the Rasta stuff. They began the Bahamian Rastas.
I appreciate this narrative.
And then the Muslims, that the leader of the Muslims paid in New Providence, there was a guy used to be around Bay Street, used to wait the shell at East Bay Street. We used to call him Allah. He's always used to be in the front of the Nassau Shelf, what is now John Bull. And he used to be preaching the Muslim thing. Pascal Heberlin, who is the leader of the Muslim thing down on
Oaksville?
Down south of Blue Hill, what that is, Carmichael Road.
Oh, okay.
Now, him and I went to government high together, played soccer and everything. He went off to school as an Anglican at St. George's. When he came back as a Muslim. And the thing he had to do was tell his mother that he was a Muslim. So his mother said, she don't care who he is, but she named him Pascal Herbert. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now he named something else. Mm-hmm. And every time I see him, I say, hey, Pascal, he say, hey, what's happening, Sparky?
I appreciate
that. That's the hand of history.
Thanks very much.
Are you really glad about today, too?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
That's your spirit, because they talk every day. You know who they are.
Yeah, yes. Yes, sir. I think the Muslim group that came in circa 1970 was Jamaat-ul-Islam. That's the African-American Muslims. Later on, they have now a Sunni-type Muslims. That I think that's the group that is on Carmichael Road. It's a different organization. One is Muslim, I guess, and one is an African-American-type Muslim. And again, you could call me and correct that narrative too. Of course, if you go to Adelaide, there's a whole graveyard full of the Putches, the dark skin. And the Putches now are not necessarily dark skin. And I see Sparky used the word black Conky Joe. That is a thing. That is a thing. They have white Conky Joe and black Conky Joe. They had a mulatto set of Conky Joes at one point in time, who some of them came from Europe. I know, I'll give you an example. The Putches had European in their passport, because they're originally from Europe, but they had dark or bronze. That's the best complexion. They had bronze-colored skin, not necessarily from Africa. They might have been from Africa, who knows. But the hair were different, and so they set apart. And then over the years, you know, things is things. This text says, what about the Ramings? The Ramings from Fox Hill, man. No, the Ramings are supposed to be from Cat Island, if I'm not corrected, and Andrus. But Ramings from Fox Hill, man. That should be easy. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
I like the topic this morning. But you said the Ramings from Cat Island?
Well, I have no
sense. From Long Island.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Long Island. I think Ramen, they may be everywhere. I saw Forbes and a Martin come from the Martins.
Yeah. Well, I know the Forbes supposed to be from Andrus. I'm not sure where the Martin's from.
One day, 88, mm-hmm. And he told me he was a Haitian. I guess a Haitian if he's driving taxi. And he told me he get a whole village in Haiti with Forbes. You know, Forbes all over the Caribbean.
Of that, and we also forget that in the early 1900s when the United States invaded and occupied Haiti, mm-hmm. They asked to find English-speaking workers. They didn't want the Creole. They couldn't understand the Creole-speaking workers. Mm-hmm. So guess who? Which country went to Haiti to work?
England?
No, the Bahamas. We flooded Haiti. Oh. The Bahamians flooded Haiti because the Americans needed... I'm sorry?
I said we should have a lot of... I know Forbes from Andrus, too. We might have come from Haiti and come to Andrus.
In Moss, we have Moss, mm-hmm. Forbes, Smiths... In Andrus.
So where you get Martins from, Martins?
I don't know the Martins.
Master Point.
That's what it is?
They come from Master Point and go to Freeport.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, where the Nuri stem from?
Oh, well, the original Nuri came the original Nuri came to the Bahamas in 1854, according to the records I come across, right? He come from some place called British Honduras and some place called... No, you say Nuri's now. I don't know if you know where Berbice is. Wherever Berbice is. Now, there are some Nuris in Jamaica, too. But I'm not sure if they're related to us, per se.
The first time I heard it's right
here
in Nassau.
Yeah, we have, at least about 300-400 Nuris in Nassau and Grand Bahama. But the origin started with 1854, just reach of 1854. They were stevedores. They came into someplace called Long Key. They came into
Key?
Long Key. They came into...
I get this song from...
Okay. No, we got to hang you up. We have too much noise. Let's go to the next caller there, and I'll look at the text line and see if any more people want to ask for their families. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. We're talking about the Bahamas surnames. We're talking myths also. So go ahead. Call you there.
Yeah, I'm right here. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you doing?
All right. You know, is this Uncle or who is this today, sir?
This is C.A. Nuri.
Huh?
C.A. Nuri. Nuri.
Oh, C.A. Nuri.
Yeah.
You know, back in the days, it's interesting. I grew up with my grandmother, right? And back in the days, when they meet a stranger, they ask you your last name.
Yes.
They know exactly what island and what part of the island you were from.
Are you there? Okay, turn on your radio. Turn on your radio and continue. Turn on your radio.
I just turned out.
Okay, go ahead.
I said you remember them days when your grandparents used to meet someone and they ask you, who's your, what's your last name? And they can tell you which island you're from and which part of the island you're from.
Do that.
Yeah. And folks who are in their 70s and 80s still do that.
Mm-hmm.
So now, my last name is actually a Francis.
I know the Francis.
When the Bahamians want me to take their side inside a discussion or argument, because I work in an area that has a bunch of people in it,
mm-hmm.
they call me Michael Francis.
Mm-hmm.
So when anyone called me Haitian, they called me Michel Francois.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's very interesting that they switched my name up to the thing, but I was the great grand nephew of Carlton Francis.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I understand that our lineage comes from Turks Island. Is that true?
No, your lineage are basically Berry Island and Bimini Island, right?
Yeah, Berry Island and Bimini has a lot of Francis inside it.
Yes, and they're related to the roles.
But I'm talking about way back in the 40s and
50s. No. Francis being here from 1845, man. You talking 1920. No, man. They've been here for at least over 100 odd years. I have a Francis family tree.
And a lot of people get it mixed up.
But there are two sets of Francis here in the Bahamas. You know. They have Francis who are of Haitian extract and Francis who been here a long time. And basically the two families now, not to say merge, just a...
Yeah, and I just was saying that you're talking about the lineage and the cycle. I just thought I was going to inject that in there because there's a lot of family who, like you say, has merged.
Mm-hmm.
And it has different origins.
And they have different origins. Because I come across...
Same name, but different origins.
I came across Bahamian Wilsons and then West Indian Wilsons. I came across Bahamian Thompsons and West Indian Thompsons. And because the name is Anglo, they fit right inside you and you just don't know who they are.
And so I just thought I was going to interject that because it is no one standard for a lot of stuff. A lot of titles because a bunch of them have merged, like you say, and I just thought I'd inject that into the conversation.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. And you know, the Francis are related to the Brennans. The Francis are related to the Gomez. They all immigrated to the Bahamas, by the way. The Gomez and the Brennans have moved to that Berry Island. So they have an origin story of someone coming here to the Bahamas, not necessarily being here during the slavery time and adopting Anglo names. Yeah, this correct text says, what about the Youngs? I have come across white Youngs and black Youngs, right? Right? I think Young's a Lutheran name, though. But someone could call me and correct that narrative, too. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller. This text say, what about the Danes? Go ahead.
Well, I found it strange, right?
Mm-hmm.
If your surname, if it sounds like a first name, it means that you are like from the Southern Caribbean, you know, like Thomas Davis, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Only problem with that is we have Thomas in Europe all over the place. Davis.
I know.
So I hear that narrative, and especially those people who take the Norwegian or Scandinavian narrative, saying Johnson means that you're John's son, and that might be true. However, we have like two or three Scandinavian families. Mm-hmm. In the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And the only one I can think of right now is the Turnquest. They are Scandinavian coming to the Bahamas. Mm-hmm.
But across the board.
Go ahead.
It seems like at least 90% of these surnames are of British origin.
We also have Scottish and Irish. One point in time that the entire...
Same thing, you know.
Well, not necessarily. The British...
UK.
No, but you got to understand, the British enslaved the Scottish, just like how they enslaved Africa. Now, I wasn't a peaceful thing. They go on and say, we can enslave the Irish. We can enslave the Scottish. Yeah. In fact, they excommunicated or deported a number of Scots and Irish to the Caribbean. Right. And if you go to Abaco, you'll see that they were trying to enlighten means color, lighten the color, and they brought in Irish and Scottish to brighten up the complexion.
Hey, but even though that is so, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were probably the replacements, you know, after they said that, you know, we ain't going to enslave our brothers like this.
And then that may be true too. But we must also appreciate what year did this happen. Number of this happened after slavery, right? When this place was black. I mean, you got to understand, when the Spanish invaded the Bahamas, when the French invaded the Bahamas, we forget that these countries were at war at one point in time. Okay. They actually ran out a number of Anglo-colored Bahamians, and there was only black
people. That
sounds
good, right?
Go ahead.
That sounds good. But in the context, you know, in the context of Bahamas, after slavery, in our sense, is like after the American Revolution, or after the American War, you know, mm-hmm. they're like all of the land grants came here.
I could talk about that too.
You know,
but thank you very much. And there are different waves of, especially the majority of the Bahamas is black. African descent. And there have been different waves of black people coming to the Bahamas and different waves of white people coming to the Bahamas. Certain names like Dean. Dean them came after 1883, coming from United States instead of coming directly from England. These were loyalist people, and loyalists inhabited several islands, Abaco, Long Island, Rum Key, San Salvador. You know, and so the Deans came into that in that era, right? And you see that some of the Deans have different complexions, right? They have light-skinned Deans and dark-skinned Deans, right? But I mentioned earlier that there were, at one point in time, the government here tried to brighten up the color because of how huge the African population was. So they imported and indentured type servants, Irish, Scottish, to the Bahamas, late 1800s. And so we have some narratives and stories about that. But let's go back to the phone lines so we hear some more stories. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, buddy? Mandel, yeah.
Hey, amazing, Mandel.
Man, I want to thank you for this unique social exercise that you're doing, man. I'm sure it's touching a lot of people in terms of their family history because it's made me really think about some stuff. And I say I want to throw this out there and see what comes back from it. For me, it's two sides. One, I'm a mother to my father, but I don't know the Miller lineage. There's a famous story I've heard about two commissioner brothers that were Millers who went to the family islands and enjoyed themselves back in some time. And then on the other side, my mother's side, I'm a Higgs, but I've come to learn that there are what we call mulatto or conky joe or white Higgs.
There's white Higgs and black Higgs.
And black Higgs, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But then it appears as if there's some black Bahamian Higgs that are strictly just Bahamian descent. However, my grandfather migrated from Turks and Caicos. And so it's just unique, you know, having the opportunity to talk about our family histories. Because just the other night, my brother called me asking me about a website called Heritage, I think, that does a lot of family connection. And you came to mind, CA, ironically. And so I want to encourage us to use stuff like Heritage, if possible, and start to, you know, revisit some of our linkages as families. And this helps to restore the culture of family and community in our country. And so, see, that's why I said thank you for this unique social exercise that you're doing today, man. It's very, very unique.
Thank you, man.
If you know anything about the Millers, like I said, in particular, the Miller side, I kind of have a good understanding of where my black Higgs came from through my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
But the Miller side, like, I have no idea. My father told me he's from Cat Island.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Miller from Long Island.
Ah.
And so, you know, it's our linkages are very unique in our country as a family. And I've heard that, believe it or not, that is some connection to the high rate of a lot of non-communicable diseases that we have in country, also just because of how closely related we are to some degree down the line.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I appreciate
it. It's a worthwhile experience that you're doing, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling in.
All right, buddy.
Mind you, I've seen a narrative that, boy, watch this be controversial, that is a good thing that we have a large population of immigrants coming into the Bahamas because of how small our population is. We're having some strange illnesses amongst us, hereditary illnesses amongst us. And so they were encouraging new sets of people to come.
Yeah, while you say that, and I want to add, you say that's a controversial word, but as a Christian nation, there's this notion of biblically one or two times the nations intermarried, and there were challenges and problems as a result of it. Oh, man, can't me for you've gone and taken foreign wives. And some people possibly relate that to nationality also. But if you even look at our preamble, our preamble speaks about other ancestries other than ourselves, who it is given to, who are the inheritors of. It also speaks to some form of, you know, protecting what's uniquely ours as Bahamians. And so I think I've all long said that I don't know if we ever had the opportunity as a people in our 50 years to truly define that in its raw concrete form, or are we still evolving, and did politics interrupt that evolution process of us as a people? You know, and so it's like I said, it's a very unique thing that you're doing today, brother. Hats off to you, man.
Thanks very much. Let's go to the next line. This text says, Nuri, I'm a Colebrook with no E. That's a big thing, you know. Colebrooks with E and Colebrooks without E is always kind of saying they're two different families. We are original Colebrook Lane downtown off Bay Street. And the Colebrook Lane downtown is from a governor, Colebrook, by the way, Anglo people. Originally was spelt with an E. Now, today, there are two signs of each, an end of the street, one with E and one without. Well, there's some West Indian Colebrooks that came here too, right, from South America. So I'm not sure if that E is why there's two different spelling, right? Like, it's like Bethel with a double L and Bethel with one L, right? Are they the same family? Dorset with a double T, are they the same family? I just don't know. I just don't know. Let's go to the phone lines. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, quite an interesting topic. I'm all right. All right, sir. But, you know, the callers highlighted a lot of very important points. You just highlighted a very important point, which in, you must realize, due to the literacy level of slaves, you always would have misspelling of names. As you learn, Anderson, what the guy name used to be on the anchor from the news. You know, this dude, this, like, he used to do a documentary on famous people and find out who they were to the ancestry, right? Mm-hmm. And so you would find out that a lot of names were misspelled. Hence, you have these deviations in the way some of these surnames are spelled. But I just wanted to remind you that, you know, my grade 8 history book, the name of it was The Making of History. Mm-hmm. What most of us have to remember is the fact that the Dutch and the Portuguese were the first to indulge in the slave trade, the Dutch East India Company.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I could remember was there was a Portuguese sailor. His name was Gil Enes, right? He was one of the first to reach maybe the Azores Islands or Canary Islands.
Mm.
So in order to impress the king or queen of Spain or Portugal, he captured the natives and brought them back there as proof, right, as to what for the further finance the journey, because there was always a desire to the Cape of Good Hope, to switch to South Africa and find a route to the east. And so Columbus, of course, thought he was on his way to the east, right? And so the East Indies, so hence, this is the reason why they call it the West Indies, right? And then he called, he believed not that this is Bahamas. I think the Spanish name is Bahamas, but what I'm saying is, in other words, the Portuguese were the first to indulge in the slave trade. And what I learned in reading is that there were miscegenated slaves coming from out of Europe as far back as then. That means there were light-colored slaves on these slave ships.
Mm-hmm.
They know this. And so miscegenation would have been taking place from the invasion of the Arabs in Africa way before that. And so I just thought, people, we really need to do the research and discover that. So one of the things that most of us don't realize is this effect is what it's designed to do. Help us wondering who we are, where our names, where our sightings are. But one of the things I was reminded to say is that the miscegenation of slaves was taking place way before that. And so this is one of the tactics of the colonists to create a schism by miscegenating and getting rid of the dark seed. This is with an agenda like from the 9th or 10th century or 11th century to make people's skin lighter to infuriate us. All right.
Okay, thanks very much. We're going to commercial break. I'll read this text before we go. It says, hello, Nuri. Good show. Don't get the Beckford mix up with the Beckford from Jamaica. I thought all the Beckfords were for Jamaica, actually. Don't get the Beckford, who got their name from Lord William Beckford, the biggest slave owner in Jamaica during the slave trade. We are Beckford from Ireland, whose great-grandparents settled in Inagua in 1870. Joseph Beckford met a woman from Long Island They had Charles Beckford, my grandfather, who married an Inagua woman and had a father, had my father Norman Beckford in 1929, who left Inagua and worked as a seaman on a merchant ship transporting equipment, food, materials along the American coast to Halifax, Canada during World War II. He wound up in Nassau in 1940s, and that's where he met my mom, who from Eleuthera, who was a Gibson related to Timothy Gibson, the composer of the national anthem. Thank you. Now that's a story I did not know. Two different Beckfords inside the Bahamas. We'll be right back. Let's take this quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, or conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Looking for the perfect venue to inspire, celebrate, and connect? Welcome to Clifton Heritage National Park, one of the most unique event destinations in the Bahamas. Planning a wedding, birthday, or concert? Our breathtaking backdrops, whether it's Johnston Beach, Turtle Pen, or the historic ruins, transform every event into something unforgettable. For creators, Clifton is a dream. From photo shoots to film productions, every corner of the park offers stunning visuals, natural, historic, and truly Bahamian. And sometimes it's simply about slowing down. Treat your team, your family, or yourself to a beach day reset. Soft sands, calm waters, shaded spots, and a beach bar ready to serve. At Clifton Heritage National Park, your event becomes more than a gathering. It becomes a memory. Celebrate with us, create with us, reset with us. Clifton Heritage National Park, your destination for unseen Clifton Heritage.
What a fitting that advertisement, eh? Just in time. Someone just asked about, what about the Farquharson? There should be white and black Farquharsons in the Bahamas, right? The Farquharson is a Scottish name. They had one person originated all of the Farquharsons, right? Because one of the sons intermarry, or at least had copulated, let's use that word, with a black side in Acklands, Crooked Island. So you see that Acklands and Crooked Islands, Farquharsons are mostly black. They mix. And you can see that a number of the black Farquharson have Scottish first name, Dougal. Dougal is very Scottish. So you see that the lines of Farquharsons in South, the black people have Dougal and strange first name like that, Farquharson. And yes, let's go back to the phone line. Guardian Radio AM. Well, the Farquharson and the Ferguson's kind of is one family, but not really. They just spelled it differently. And they start spelling Farquharson like Ferguson, and now they have a whole different family line down there. But the Ferguson and Farquharson supposed to be two different sets of family line, but it's because of misspelling. It just mix up. Go ahead, caller, Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
History morning, calling back to Mr. Nuri. Do you know there's one time, I believe, I was doing my research long before you was a historian, certain people that when you try to go back in history and ask them about their forefathers, they used to stop at a point. Like I was telling you, Pountains on top of Hawkins, West Street. There were six brothers, no sisters. Daddy was Harold Jackson Pountain. Mother was Winifred Smith. Winifred Smith was the sister of George Smith's daddy in Georgetown, Exuma. That was my grandmother on my father's side. Cecil Fountain, he was the baby boy. He was the one that went off to school, became a teacher, then he became a lawyer, a parliamentary for one term, and he became the Chief Justice of the Bahamas. He's the last to die. But when I used to go and try and research and ask them, where did Harold Jackson come from? He died in 1955. Nobody seems to want to talk further than that. Now, I know that during the time before Papa Doc, the elite Haitians When they ran out of Haiti, they ran to the Bahamas, most of the elite Haitians. And they moved around straight on the city limits. If you notice, most of what they call the hilltoppers, they were around St. Francis and Cathedral Church because the Catholics and the Anglican were always at odds with one another. You went to Sac, I went, certain people went to St. John's. The Pope, the monks and stuff, taught the guys from 8 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night. They used to ride up on the hill. The girls went to Xavier's down on West Bay Street until they merged into one school up there before you went up there. And the Anglicans, they went round Cathedral, and they were normally like St. John's, where the bishop and the priest, Anglican priest, they were the teachers and the headmasters of the Anglican schools. Now, your Catholic schools, y'all used to try, they used to encourage education, but most of you people used to go up to United States Catholic schools, St. Gregory's and St. Thomas and all of those. The Anglicans went down to the government high, and the Methodists went to the government high to get the GCE and encourage their people to go off to England to get their degrees, law, and so forth in England before the University of the Western Indies was established, you see? So it was this thing between the Cathedral of St. Francis and the Cathedral of Christ Church Cathedral, and you see how close they are, and they're all right around Government House. And what happened was King Henry VIII split away from the Roman Catholic Pope, and he said he's going to become head of church and state. That's why Christ Church Cathedral, you had to have a cathedral to have a city inside a country. Christ Church Cathedral to this day is the head church of the Bahamas. Anytime a prince or queen or king come to the Bahamas, they go to one church. No matter how much church you started in here, Christ Church Cathedral is the head church of the Bahamas.
I appreciate you, Sparky. Let me include some more people before the time run out. Go ahead, Carla. We're trying to include you in. Go ahead.
Man, see, you left Sparky dog too long, man. Sparky didn't call in.
Forgive me.
I'm trying to call. Morning, how are you?
It's you, your time. So go ahead.
I'm trying to find out where the Livardi is from.
Livardi. That's a... Livardi is a Bimini name.
Yeah, I'm from Bimini, but it's a Bimini name. I know they migrated from the Perry Island to Bimini, but I want to know where they're actually from. No one could tell me.
Yeah, no origin story of
right.
Have you come across any white Livardis?
I know a lot of Livardis.
White Livardis?
Mike Livardi is my cousin, but that's what I'm saying. I know the Livardis, but no one could tell me where they're from.
Okay, I might do a search. If there's white Livardis, we know that they got to come from Europe, and then we black people adopted it. So I guess you can see if I find an original story.
Yeah, see if you can find out, because I really want to know where the original Livardis come from. I know it was three brothers came from Berry Island, and they settled into Bimini because one of the brothers married my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know where they're from.
Yeah. I'll inquire. If anyone knows anything about the Livardis, please call in. We're trying to get an origin story for the Livardis. But thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. This text says, Francis is from Bimini and later the Berry Island. Taylors are from all over. Nice to mix the population. But if you get too many from one country or area, I still think it still will be a mix or cross-section only by opinion. We had a lot of Cubans here at one point in time. Ragged Island had a lot of Cubans. And of course, with the stevedores from Long Key, we had a lot of West Indians, simply from South America, who populated down south too, right? This says, what about the Fowlers? I do not know where the Fowlers from. There aren't any white Fowlers in the Bahamas. If there are not any white Fowlers in the Bahamas, we need to find where the Fowlers come from, right? Let's go to the phone lines again, squeeze them in. Guiding Radio AM, you live?
Yeah, morning, CA. What's going on?
Radio man.
Yeah, I have two quick questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Which surname have 8 pages in the telephone directory?
The largest surname in the Bahamas is Rule. That Lord John Rule had slave plantations all over.
I looked at him on the 700 islands.
Yeah, he had a lot of slaves. He had a lot of slaves.
Yeah, that's all I know to say, guys.
Okay.
Eight pages in the telephone directory.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks very much. And amusingly, none of the slaves are related to Lord John Rule. Never came to the Bahamas. I think he had his nephew or some sort who ran the plantation. And the people adopted the name. When Lord John Rowe was compensated right, for all the slaves and when slavery over. He said he left the barren Bahamas. Said, there's nothing there. And he didn't leave the land to no slave. They just took it. And after you take it, get commonage or whatever it is, just didn't belong to anyone. And that's how they get that. So the Brennans are from the Berry Islands and the Brennans are from Central Andres. I met the Brennans, two different families. So there's the Millers and there's the Millers with an A. So the Millers are from Andres and Acklands. Some are in other islands like Long Island and Cat Island. Smiths and Rose are from every island. They're white Smiths, right? They are loyalists and they're all over the place, right? Let's go to the caller. Guy on Radio AM, you're live, caller.
Hey, hello.
Yeah, hello, you're live.
Hey. Guy in front again. Listen.
You're live, go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead. Sorry.
The Baines.
The Baines.
Originally.
That's Andres. But they have different Baines too. But there's Andres Baines.
Nope.
Go ahead.
Scotland. We came from Scotland.
You're still saying black people come from Scotland?
No, listen. We came from Scotland. Settled down here, and we helped pioneer the revolt of abolishment of slavery, and we helped free the black man by launching the petition, and all that ruckus was going on back in the 1800s.
Which Bain did that?
Charles Henry Bain and Alexander Bain.
Oh, they were the mulattoes who were living on top of the hill.
Their
Blue
father
Road.
Was from Scottish, fifth generation great grandfather.
Yeah, they're mulattoes. They weren't, Charles and Henry weren't white. They were mulattoes. They had white lineage.
Yeah, the father was white.
Yes. Okay, so and they married, the father had a Haitian wife, and then they had the black lineage.
Yeah, well, the sweetheart was Charles Henry Bain's mother.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the wife was Alexander Bain's mother by way of marriage.
Hmm.
All right? And he was the free French slave woman, not the Haitian. Don't you stick
Well, the idea is she's black, and black and she's French, she come from Haiti.
Right. Not Haiti, France.
Did that black people from France too?
Yeah, but France colonized Haiti. Okay, so if she came from France...
So, okay, let's call her African then. Let's call her African, and she's African in Haiti at the time.
But not from Haiti. She's from France. That's what the history record says.
So you're saying that she born in France?
Yes.
Okay.
Those are the states.
No problem. I'm good. Go with it.
All right. So we good?
Yeah, man. I appreciate that story. And thank you very much. And you see, the correction is that the African woman was from France. And the African woman was not from Haiti. Of rich mulatto Haitians in the Bahamas post the Haitian Revolution. It was a huge influx. The numbers were great. And of course, you had black African people from Haiti too during that influx. The Anglo-Haitians came with their slaves. And they were rich. They were more educated than the Bahamians at one point in time. They gone in our politics also. They eventually migrated northwards to Canada and the United States eventually. But they came in with bulk with their education, right? You know, our education is limited. At one point in time, all the colleges were in Haiti. And we had a number of people from Acklands, Crooked Island, who went to the Catholic Church schools in Haiti for education. And that's where we got our early education and things change. Let's see if I can read a couple of these texts. I see, I forgot to mention that my grandparents carried the names Wims, I'm a McDonald, and Taylor. McDonald is from Cat Island, of course. Taylor is all over. Wims is from Elutra, if I think of him. Say Fowler is from Mastic Point. Let's see what this one says. Beans are from Andres and Acklands. They have beans in Andres and Acklands, yes. Say Lopez is Cuban. There's a number of Spanish names, Lopez, Gomez, that came to the Bahamas at one point in time. All this is late 1800s that they came to the Bahamas. We are the Fergusons. Where are they from? They are Fergusons in Exuma, Fergusons in Crooked Island and Acklands. And there are some Fergusons who are actually Fergusons. So what about Duvalier? Duvalier was actually a Haitian name. They immigrated to the Bahamas. And there are a huge number of Bahamians who are the Duvaliers, and then they migrated back to Haiti also. So that's for them. Say, morning, what about the Dames? Dames are from Andres. I think Blue someplace in Andrus. The Dames is the Andrus name. In fact, Charles Dames' tombstone is by St. Matthew's graveyard. He had a number of slaves. Is it accurate to label black person from these islands Bahamians prior to 1973? No, but it's easy for reference. So what about the Curries? There's black and white Curries. I'm trying to run through the text. Thank you very much, Kermit. Say, what about the Lloyds? I don't know about the Lloyds. I don't know where the Lloyds come from. Bahamian name too. Say, great show as usual. What about the Duvaliers? And I mentioned about the Duvaliers just now. I think I got all of the text just now. It's now 12:02. So I got to end the show. Say, Haiti is a very rich country with more natural resources than the Bahamas. I'm not sure how to reference that. That's it. I can squeeze every text in. I'll have this conversation again. Call in. Do some research on your family name. So when you call in, you say, well, this is what I know about my family, right? And so we all can know about each other. This has been Guardian Radio AM. Extra 2 minutes. This is Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.